Hey guys, thanks for joining the Sprinklr Tech All-Stars podcast today. I've got sort of a stream of consciousness discussion and some ideas that I want to launch at you. And I'm really sort of talking to the guys that are out there that are solo teching, okay? You've got a lean business operation. Maybe you're yourself, you're solo, you're working with clients, and you're trying to balance the phone that always seems to be ringing. You've got muddy hands every time that it does. If you don't handle these phone calls and schedule out your week, then you're going to really be slow pretty quickly if you're just in the ground in the mire and you're doing the work. So what we've got here is issues with responsiveness, right? And that's probably the biggest reason that our company has been so successful is because we have a dedicated team answering the phones. But that's not a lot. That's not a way that normally you start out doing irrigation tech work. A lot of guys are going to start out solo, or you've got a really small team and you don't have someone to consistently be in the back office answering phone calls during business hours. So what do you do with that? So this is from a client perspective, right? This is from the homeowner perspective. They have a need. They're going to hit Google. They're going to search for, you know, sprinkler repair in my area. And they're going to get a list of people that show up there. And it's been my experience, the first person that's going to be responsive with that person that has an issue with their irrigation system is going to get a crack at that business. That's one of the reasons that Sprinklrs Inc., we've got a dedicated phone answering team, both on text, because we've got an online chat feature and then a text feature, and then on the phones. But what about if you're new, you're just out there starting out? Well, I've got a couple of tips for you to hopefully increase the amount of lead traffic that you get coming to your phone. So if you need service for something, right? You've got an issue with your irrigation system. That's why you're reaching out to call me. And if I flip over to pretend to be the homeowner, I'm going to call till I get somebody on the phone. But what happens if I don't get anybody on the phone, right? If I call somebody and it's just a generic voicemail, like, hey, this is Billy Bob Sprinklr Repair, and I'm not available to answer your call, but please leave a message and I'll call you back. Here's the question, guys. How likely is that homeowner going to be to leave you a voicemail? Okay, because you at least need the voicemail to be able to return the phone call. Now, I'll say if they don't leave a voicemail, you should build it into your routine somehow to call that missed call back. Okay, and even if you call that person back hours later, we do that at Sprinklrs Inc., where we have an abandoned call queue. People that call in, they don't connect with anybody because sometimes our calls are flooded as well. Right around Mother's Day is like Black Friday. Right? If you've got an issue with your sprinkler system, you're going to be calling by then desperately trying to get somebody out there to your house to turn on your sprinkler system in my market. Your market might be a little bit different. You may turn on a little bit earlier. You may turn on a little bit later. It just depends. But what I'm saying is, you know what happens when you've got these crushing, you know, service inquiries coming at you and you're not able to respond to enough of them. And it's been my experience that especially in doing the irrigation work, it can be very much feast or famine. It can be, you've got 50 voicemails on your phone that you couldn't hope to return calls for, and your voicemail box is full. It's either that or it's crickets. Okay. Well, let me tell you about what I would employ as far as a strategy for getting people to, number one, leave you a voicemail if you're not picking up the phone. What way can you communicate to people that you're a real business, that you're decently responsive? And this was a conversation I was having with the previous tech one time who went out and started his own gig. I said, you should wake up every morning and you should change your greeting for your voicemail. So on my phone, I've got like Verizon. I'm paying like the $3 a month for their fancy pants voicemail product that I can change really easily. And they transcribe voicemails to text and they put it inside their app, right? If you know you're not going to be able to answer calls, what can you do? Well, here's what I would suggest that you do. It's not that hard to change your voicemail greeting every day. So every day you get up, just change your voicemail greeting because you're communicating expectations to the person that's calling you, and you're 5 times more likely to get that person to leave you a voicemail so that you have an opportunity to reach out to that business. Let's just pretend it's May 5th. Your voicemail might look something like this. Hey, today's May 5th. It's Tuesday. I'm going to be in the field today. I've got work orders and service appointments. I'm going to be trying to return phone calls in the noon hour, or I'll be returning phone calls after hours. If you have more pressing needs, please text me, but leave a message and I'll get back to you. Thanks for calling Wade with Chuck Norris Sprinklr Repair. So create a template so that you're setting expectations with people that are calling you, and they're going to be, I don't know, it's an arbitrary number, but it's going to be like, they're going to be 10 times more likely to leave you a voicemail. And that's what you want. You want to get those voicemails. Now, what I would suggest is you carve out time in your schedule to answer the phones. Now, yes, you're teching, you're solo, you're a lean, mean business machine, but you can't just focus on today, because if you do, it could potentially be at the sacrifice of tomorrow and next week because you don't have any work coming in. Okay. So if I were you, I would dedicate a particular time of the day to returning phone calls, or at least checking voice messages and text messages. You could do a lot of that in the evenings and after hours as well, because especially if you condition people in your message that you'll be returning calls after around 5 o'clock, or also you could set up, just carve away an entire day of the week. Now, our service inquiries are the absolute busiest on Mondays, hands down. It's the prime time day of the week for people to call with their irrigation questions and concerns. And they found out stuff over the weekend. They went to turn on their sprinkler system. They got busted parts. What do I do on Monday? Honey, call. Let's get somebody out here to try to get that fixed. It's a lot of times how that goes. So, I mean, on a factor of like 10 to 1, we'll book 10 times the calls on a Monday than we will on a Friday every single time. If you're a solo operator, okay, and you're trying to survive in the big picture of how do I make money? How am I going to be profitable? How am I going to be responsive to these people that are calling me, asking me for service requests? Because if you're good and you're a solo entrepreneur, you're going to spread like wildfire. Your neighbors are going to refer you, especially if it's in the peak season, like the blowout season before a freeze and the startup season in the spring. So my recommendation to you is change your voicemail every morning. Do this one thing and you will probably increase the amount of people leaving you voicemails tenfold, all right? And then you can set those expectations. Use your voicemail greeting to set expectations on what people can expect. If you're booked 3 weeks out and you have no availability for new appointments, change it in your greeting. Hey, today's Monday, May 5th. We are scheduling for sprinkler repair calls. Just so you know, if you're reaching this message, I'm going to be in the field today, returning calls around lunch and after hours after 5 o'clock. But leave me a voicemail. I'm accepting new appointments after May 25th. Thanks so much. So you can set that expectation. And then what that's going to do is if somebody's calling you with some, you know, my house is burning down, urgent, urgent problem that you know you don't even have the capacity to help that person, you're giving them the benefit of understanding where you're at and your booking schedule with your outgoing greeting on your voicemail. So it's a tool I think that a ton of service providers overlook, because we get caught in the trenches, literally. Like, we are in the battle. We are there doing the work. I mean, there was even a time last spring where Sprinklers Inc. changed our outgoing greeting. So when you call, it just goes to like a generic greeting. Hey, thanks for calling Sprinklers Inc. One of our CSRs will be with you here shortly. We changed that greeting and said that if you're not a pre-existing customer of Sprinklers Inc., our schedule is booked till June something. Okay. Just because we wanted to make sure to serve the customers that have been loyal to us first before we start bringing in new blood, there had to be a clearinghouse. Because if we didn't do that, what would happen is, yes, we've got dedicated phone people available to answer, but that customer is going to pick up, going to talk with that person. And all my CSR is doing is telling people that we're booked 3-4 weeks out and they're going to call somebody else. So it's not very efficient use of their time. And we can't respond to their emergency anyways. And that sort of is the nature of the crush that we get every spring when it's warm enough to turn on your sprinkler system. Hopefully it's not so hot that their yard's going to die in the next week if they don't get their sprinkler system turned on. So these are sort of some of the things just to consider. If you're a solo operator, I get really jealous of you guys out there solo operating, because you can be so nimble and lean with your business operations that most of your revenue is going to be profitability, because you don't have a staff of administrative help. You don't have the overhead. You're lean, you're mean, you're nimble. So what I would say is take advantage of that. Leverage that as much as you can. If you get to the point where you can justify having someone on the phones, hire someone to answer the phones and book appointments for you, train them how to do the dispatch fee, train them up on how to present value. Make sure that you're doing that. But do that one thing. Change your outgoing voicemail greeting to give clients a reasonable expectation on what they should expect for your responsiveness. And then just be honest with them. If you can't accept new customers for 3 weeks, put it in your voicemail greeting. People will appreciate that. And at least they'll know that you're a legit operator, not some generic black hole voicemail that they never know what it goes to. So that's my tip today for the podcast is just change that outgoing greeting. It's going to work wonders for you. And if that customer doesn't leave you a voicemail because you're too busy, but they hear that your voicemail has changed and is like day specific, they're probably likely to save your contact number in their phone and think, well, I'll call that guy next time. Maybe he won't be so busy. And it's a way where you can increase your reach, your influence, and your revenue by being responsive to your clients. Guys, I hope that tip today helped. Wade Carter again with the Sprinklr Tech All-Stars podcast. Appreciate you listening.